It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion, Parshat Ekev. You're not so righteous. Torah seems to go out of its way to tell us that don't think that you're inheriting the land because you're so righteous. It's actually, Amir Meitim Hashem, actually you were rebellious against God. In the day I got to know you in the desert, you tested me 10 times. Don't think that. Actually, the reason you're inheriting the land because the people there are so wicked. That's why you're inheriting the land. We can ask a question. And that is that the Torah seems to be telling us, you should know you're wicked. We know. In Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah number 16, Rabbi Shimon says, Al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Never consider yourself to be wicked. Why not? Because if you consider yourself wicked, then it's game over. What's the point of doing any mitzvot? After all, you're so wicked, God will never accept you anyway. What's the point of praying? God will never accept your prayers. No, Al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Don't consider yourself wicked. Consider yourself neither wicked nor righteous. The Gemara Nida Lamed Amud Beis 30b says that you should, even if people tell you you're a tzaddik, you should believe that you're wicked. But the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, don't consider yourself wicked. So says the Magen Avot, the Magen Elokim. This a commentary on by Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav on Pirkei Avos. He says, you should always consider yourself somewhat in between. But the Parsha doesn't say that. The Parsha seems to say, don't consider yourself righteous. Consider yourself that you've been so wicked. Ramban says, look, in general, God does love us. The reason we inherit the land is because God loves us, not because of the wickedness of the nations only. Not for the wickedness of the nations, we wouldn't be able to chase them out. It gives you a right. But because of their wickedness, we can. But what gives you the right? So it's not your right. Why? Because it's talking about this particular generation. In this generation, he says, I've lived with you for 40 years. You've been rebellious for 40 years. That's why you are so rebellious. Therefore, I'm telling you, you're not righteous. He's not referring to that in general, a person should never say that he's righteous. Surely in general, a person could say, I'm in Israel because God loves us. But for the Jews in the who came out of the desert, God says, no, 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 I know you too well. You did not get out for your righteousness. However, but Yaakov Medan wants to suggest something else. He says, look, we're looking forward. Moshe is worried. He's worried. You're coming to Israel. And you're going to think that you did it. It's all on your own. Both physically, you did it. Kochi v'otzem yadi. Moshe is worried about that. And also spiritually, he's going to think that you think that, you know, you're righteous enough. So Rabbi Dan says, the Torah tells us that we should always view it as we could be more righteous. You can do better. We live in a society in which there is very, very much a live and let live attitude. And I think that's a wonderful thing as far as the other person. We know, Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers, chapter 1, we should always judge other people favorably. That's wonderful. To always say, you know, the other guy, yeah, he may have done something wrong, but look at all the wonderful things he does. He gave charity. He's such a nice fellow, nice person. That's good. To view others favorably is terrific. But to have that attitude about ourselves, I'm good. Everybody's good. I think that people have trouble imagining that, what could I do wrong? I'm a nice guy. I give charity, I go to the synagogue, I have a family. What do they do wrong? That's not good enough. What the Torah is saying is that you should always set your goals higher. Not that we should beat up on ourselves. Not that we should look at things that we have intractable problems and we should just keep beating ourselves up for not being able to solve them. What you can't solve, you can't solve. But what you can solve, what's within reach of improving yourself, that we should be doing. After Jews being in Israel for many years, they might say, look, whatever we're doing, it's good enough. Look at this. We're living in Israel. And whatever we did to get here, it must be good enough. God says, no. If you're in Israel, Israel is a place of religious growth, spiritual growth. You should always be saying to yourself, what could I do better? Now, as we know, we're not trying to become Moshe Rabbeinu. It would be nice if we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but at least could we be as righteous as the famous Hasidic Rebbe said, as righteous as Reb Zusha? Can we be as righteous as I'm supposed to be? Joel Finkelstein, supposed to be, can I be that righteous? You know, when you wonder, you look at our situation today and we say, look at us, we're in a community where, thank God, most Jews have what to eat. We have professions. We have children. There's a lot of good things going on in our generation, things that they never had before. A lack of persecution. There's so many good things. And you say, well, how did this come about? So you might think, well, you know, this generation, we're so righteous. That's why things are so good now. Comes the Torah and says, we have no idea why things are the way they are. Maybe it's because of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Maybe it's because of the righteousness of your parents. Could come from before. I know that when I think about my life and my fortunes, I think maybe it was the prayers of my Bubby. My Bubby, Chalmindel, she was always davening for me, for my family, for my brothers, for my mother. She was always praying for us. So maybe it was her prayers that got me where I am today, not my righteousness. Why are things so good? Maybe it's all the suffering of the generations who came before us that allowed us to live in a generation where we have so little suffering. This is our attitude. We always have to say to ourselves, what could I do better? How could I be as great as those who came before me? That's our attitude. Parsha is demanding, and it's okay. We don't have to give ourselves a break every minute. Of course, some level, we have to be generous with ourselves. Just, you should love your neighbor as yourself. If you give others a break, you have to give yourself a break. But not all the time, not every single second, not to the detriment of my religious growth. You should be able to say, you know what? Okay, I'm okay, you're okay. But we can go a step further. We can be more righteous. If we want to maintain the land, we need to go a step further and be even more righteous. We live in a generation in which Jewish people have been blessed with the land of Israel. Do we know why it's in this generation? Our job is not to say, well, it's because we're so righteous. Our job is to think of how could I be more righteous tomorrow more than today? Can my children be more righteous tomorrow more than we were today? That's our job. And if we take this approach, Amir Hashem, Viracha, Virbecha, God will bless us and multiply us. And bless our children and our grandchildren. We wish everyone a great Shabbos. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks to Joe and Cindy Weinstein, our sponsors for these weeks. Thank you so much, and have a great Shabbos.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.